You know, there's a phrase I keep seeing pop up in industry reports lately. It sounds a bit like a term from the climate crisis, but it's actually about the internet, content saturation.
It does sound a little ominous, like the digital levees are about to break.
And from what I'm reading in the source material for today's deep dive, that's not a bad analogy at all. We are basically drowning in media. The argument here is that we've completely moved past the era of distribution. I mean, distribution is a solved problem. You've got YouTube, Spotify, Google, TikTok. The shelf space is infinite.
Right. The bottleneck isn't where you put your stuff anymore.
Exactly.
The bottleneck is the sheer human effort it takes to create something worth putting on that shelf in the first place.
It's a production crisis. And that right there sets the stage for today's deep dive. We are going to look at a technology that claims to solve this, but we aren't just going to talk about the tech in a vacuum.
Okay.
We're going to run a little simulation.
A simulation. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, we're going to take a real-world heavy-hitting company, CallFire, and see what happens when we, theoretically plug them into this new engine called Auto Content API.
CallFire. Okay. They're a huge player in the communication space.
Massive. If you've ever gotten an automated text from your dentist, or a voice broadcast about a school closure, or navigated a press one for sales menu, that's often CallFire's tech running in the background.
They're like the plumbing of business communication.
Yeah.
Huge volume. I think the note said they've delivered over 4 billion messages.
4 billion. That is serious scale. And their whole pitch to their customers is reach more people, save time. But here's the irony, and it's why they are the perfect subject for this.
What's that?
Even a company that sells efficiency has its own inefficiencies,
Oh.
especially in their own growth engine. They still have to write the blog posts and film the ads just like everyone else.
Because until very recently, content was a manual craft. It didn't matter how big your server farm was, if you wanted a video, a human had to make it.
But the sources we're looking at describe this Auto Content API not as a tool, but as an industrial engine. The goal is to decouple content creation from human time. So let's boot up this simulation. If CallFire adopts this, what does it actually look like?
Well, we're going to look at three specific battlegrounds in the simulation. First, dominating search traffic, then automating customer education videos, and third, expanding globally without hiring a single person.
Okay, let's start with that first one, the traffic floodgate. CallFire wants more customers. And in B2B, that journey almost always starts with a Google search.
It does, but most companies, they get this wrong. They fight over the big, expensive keywords.
Like marketing software.
Right, it's a bloodbath. You're competing with Microsoft and Salesforce. The smart money is in the long tail, the really hyper-specific searches.
Give me an example.
Things like SMS appointment reminders for pediatric dentists in Chicago or voice broadcast systems for volunteer fire departments.
I see the logic there. If I'm typing SMS for dentists into Google, I'm not just browsing, I'm looking to buy something right now. The intent is huge.
The intent is massive, but here's the problem. There are thousands of these verticals. To capture that traffic, you'd need a unique landing page for every single one.
And I've seen how companies try to do this. They cheat, they make one page, and then just programmatically swap out the word dentist for plumber.
And Google absolutely hates that.
I'd assume so. It looks like spam.
It is spam. It's called thin content. If Google sees 5,000 pages that are 99% identical, they'll just de-index your whole site. You disappear.
So the only real solution is to hire an army of writers to manually create 5,000 unique guides, which would cost what? A fortune.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, easily. It's economically impossible for most. This is where the Auto Content API just changes the physics of the problem.
So walk me through it. CallFire wants to rank for SMS for dentists. They plug that keyword into the API. What happens next?
It starts with what they call the deep research endpoint. The API doesn't just hallucinate, it sends out autonomous agents to browse the live web. They read about dental practice management, they look up appointment adherence rates, they identify the real pain points of a dentist.
So it's actually doing the homework. It knows that dentists lose money on no-shows.
Exactly. Then it writes a unique guide addressing those specific points, but, and this is the critical part from the source material text, is no longer enough to win.
Why not?
Because everyone has ChatGPT now. Text is becoming a commodity. To rank high in 2026, you need what's called dwell time. Google measures how long a user stays on your page. If they bounce in 3 seconds, you drop. If they stay for 3 minutes, you soar.
So how does the API keep a busy dentist on the page for 3 minutes?
By creating a multimedia solution, the API takes that research and hits the podcast generation endpoint. It creates a synthetic two-person audio discussion, a lot like what we're doing now, specifically about SMS strategies for dental clinics.
Wait, hold on. A unique podcast episode for every single landing page?
Yes. Maybe it's just 5 minutes long. Two AI hosts talking about the research, explaining why SMS reduces no-shows by, say, 30%.
That is wild. Because honestly, if I'm a busy dentist, I might not read a 2,000-word article, but I might click play and listen while I'm doing paperwork.
Exactly. It captures a different kind of attention, and it doesn't stop there. The API also hits the video endpoint. It takes the top 5 tips from the article and stitches together a 60-second vertical video, like a YouTube short, summarizing the key takeaways.
So for the price of, well, we'll get to the price, but from an asset perspective, CallFire now has a landing page with a unique article, a custom podcast, and a custom video.
For every single niche, whether it's voice broadcasting for schools or call tracking for car dealerships.
I have to play the skeptic, though. Isn't this just sophisticated pollution? If we flood the web with thousands of AI-generated pages, are we adding value or just clutter?
That's the big question. But the sources argue it comes down to answer density. If a generic page just lists features, that's low value. If the AI page actually explains how a dentist can use the tool to save $50,000 a year, that's high value, regardless of who or what wrote it.
And does the algorithm even care?
The data says no. The source highlights a statistic that, honestly, it blew my mind. Embedding a video on a landing page makes it 53 times more likely to rank on page 1 of Google.
53 times.
53. Because of that dwell time metric, Google sees people watching and listening. They assume the page is high quality, so CallFire could, in theory, dominate thousands of keywords on autopilot.
Okay, so in our simulation, the floodgates open. CallFire is getting traffic from everywhere. Now you have a new problem. You have to support all these new customers.
Right. And CallFire's tools, IVR, call tracking, these are powerful technical products. They aren't simple toys.
Which means they're complicated. And complexity creates churn. If I sign up and can't figure it out in 10 minutes, I'm probably canceling.
Or you open a support ticket. And human support is expensive. The best way to solve this is usually with video. You know, show, don't tell.
But making videos is a nightmare. I've worked with video teams. By the time you do the script, the voiceover, the screen recording, the editing, it's weeks of work.
And it's expensive. The source breaks it down. For a good 60-second explainer video, you're looking at $3,000 to $10,000 per video.
So if CallFire has, say, 50 different features.
You're talking about $250,000 to $500,000. Just for help videos.
So most companies just don't do it. They stick with those boring text manuals that nobody reads.
Precisely. This is where the API introduces this concept of headless content production.
Headless. That sounds a bit gruesome. In tech, that usually means there's no user interface, right?
Exactly. No human sitting in front of Adobe Premiere dragging clips around. CallFire could just take their existing help articles, just the URLs, and feed them into the video endpoint.
And the API does the rest.
It reads the doc, writes a script, generates a voice, syncs an avatar's lips, adds background music, and renders the whole file.
That's a lot to automate.
Yeah.
How does the cost compare? You said $3,000 for the manual way.
This is the arbitrage. The source puts the cost at roughly 400 credits per video. On their business plan, that works out to about 4 euros.
Hold on. Four, as in F-O-U-R.
4 euros.
Against $3,000.
That's a 99% cost reduction.
That changes the math completely. If a video costs $3,000, you only make one for your main feature. If it costs 4 euros, you can make a video for every single support question that comes in more than twice.
Exactly. You move from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. And we have evidence this works. The source mentions a case study from a company called Lighthouse Legal. They used this exact strategy.
What happened?
Support tickets dropped. Lead quality went up because people were actually learning the product. For CallFire, whose brand is all about saving time, this is a perfect fit.
It really is. Okay, let's shift gears to something a bit more volatile. We've talked about search and support, which are pretty steady. What about marketing in the moment? Newsjacking.
Newsjacking. The art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story, it's high risk, high reward.
Give me a CallFire scenario.
Okay. Imagine the FCC announces a new strict regulation on robocalls. That's a massive event for CallFire's customers. Every business using them suddenly panics. Am I compliant? Am I going to get fined?
That's a drop everything moment.
In the old world, the manual world, CallFire's marketing team sees the news. They schedule a meeting. They draft a blog post. Legal reviews it 3 days later. They try to get the CEO for a video, but he's traveling. By the time they publish anything, it's next week.
And the conversation's already moved on. They missed it.
Completely missed it. The Auto Content API has a social listening integration. It hooks into X, you know, Twitter and Reddit. It's constantly monitoring for keywords like FCC, robocall, SMS regulation.
So the engine is listening.
24/7. Step one, it spots the trend. Step two, it triggers that deep research agent again. It finds the actual FCC document and reads it. It understands the nuance.
It reads the legalese.
It parses the source text. Step three, it automatically produces a market alert. Maybe a vertical video for LinkedIn or a quick 5-minute audio update explaining what the new rule means for CallFire users.
And the turnaround time on that?
Minutes. While the competitors are still trying to coordinate a Zoom call, CallFire has already published the answer.
But here's my hesitation. If I'm a customer panicking about a fine, do I want to hear from some generic robot voice? That feels a little dystopian.
That's a valid fear. Trust is everything. You want to hear from the leader. You want to hear from the CEO.
Right. I want the person in charge to look me in the eye or ear and tell me what's happening.
This is where the voice cloning feature comes in. The source is really specific on this. CallFire CEO could record just a few minutes of his voice. Once.
Just one time.
Just once to build the model. From then on, the system can generate audio in his voice, with his cadence, his tone, his authority.
Okay. We are getting into some serious uncanny valley territory here.
You'd think so.
I mean, does it actually sound good? Does it sound human?
The reviews in the source material describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable. They specifically say it avoids that robotic staccato rhythm that just screams fake.
So you could have the CEO addressing the market on a Tuesday morning about a rule that came out an hour ago without him actually stepping into a recording booth.
It solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has the least amount of time to create content. This decouples their presence from their time.
It effectively scales the CEO.
Precisely. And talking about scaling, let's look at the map. CallFire is a digital platform. The internet is global. But if you look at their site, they're very focused on the U.S. and Canada.
That's pretty common. The language barrier is maybe the single biggest limit on growth for software companies.
It is. If you want to sell in France, you can't just run English ads. You need a French website, French support docs, French marketing.
Which usually means hiring a French team. And that's expensive and risky. So most companies just stay domestic.
They leave money on the table because the entry cost is too high. The API offers instant globalization. It supports over 50 languages.
So let's go back to our simulation. We have those 5,000 landing pages for dentists with the podcasts and the videos.
You basically just flip a switch.
Just flip a switch.
Yeah. And suddenly you have SMS por dentists and SMS para dentistas. And it's not just the text. The API resynthesizes the podcast hosts into French. It redubs the explainer videos into Spanish.
Wait, the audio actually changes language. It's not just subtitles.
Full audio synthesis. So a potential customer in Brazil lands on a page, and they hear a podcast in Portuguese discussing their specific problems.
That multiplies their total addressable market practically overnight.
And think about the risk. CallFire doesn't have to hire a head of Brazil or open a Sao Paulo office. They just generate the assets, run some ads, and see if anyone clicks.
It turns global expansion into a software experiment instead of a huge capital investment.
Exactly. You can afford to fail in 10 countries to find the one where you win.
There's one last use case in the notes that caught me off guard. We've talked about marketing, support, global expansion, all external. But the source mentions internal knowledge.
Yes, private podcasts.
Why would a company need a private podcast?
Think about all those onboarding packets you get, or the quarterly compliance updates, or the sales training on new features.
The PDFs that nobody reads.
The PDFs nobody reads. But people listen. We're wired for audio. The source suggests taking those dry, dense internal memos and just feeding them into the podcast endpoint.
So instead of reading a 10-page doc on new acceptable use policies, the sales team gets a 10-minute audio file they can listen to while driving.
Exactly. It turns homework into content.
I could actually see that working. It creates a culture where people are aligned because they're actually consuming the information.
It just removes the friction from learning.
So let's bring this all together. We started with this idea of content saturation. The world is full of noise. And usually the advice is do less, do it better.
Which is good advice for an artist, but for a business operating at scale.
What we've seen with this call fire simulation is a shift in the fundamental economics of the business. We're moving from sort of a craft approach to an industrial approach.
That's the key distinction. In the craft model, the manual one, every video is hand chiseled. It's linear.
Yeah.
If you want 10 times more videos, you need 10 times more people or 10 times more budget.
Right. You just hit a ceiling.
In the industrial model, using an engine like this, growth becomes logarithmic. Once it's set up, generating 1,000 videos costs marginally more than generating 10. The cost per unit just creates a floor that your competitors using manual labor simply cannot match.
It's like a furniture factory competing with a guy building chairs in his garage. The guy in the garage might make a nicer chair, but he can't furnish a hotel.
And the internet is a hotel with infinite rooms. You have to furnish all of them.
That is a very sobering thought for anyone still doing this the old way. It feels like we are standing on the edge of a massive shift.
We are. The question isn't, is AI content perfect? It's not about perfection. The question is, can I afford to compete against a company that creates 2,000 assets a day for the price of a business lunch?
And if the answer is no, which for most it probably is, you have some serious thinking to do about your own production bottlenecks.
You certainly do.
This has been a fascinating look under the hood of what's possible right now. Not in 10 years, but today. Thanks for walking us through all this.
Always a pleasure.
And for everyone listening, we'll put the links to the case study materials in the show notes. We'll see you on the next deep dive.